Go, written by Steve Warland and read by Damien de Montemus. Jack sits in the passenger seat and watches the 60-kilometre-an-hour speed limit sign slip past by the side of the road. He then glances at the old Falcon's speedometer. The station wagon is doing just under 50 kilometres an hour. It seems a bit slow, considering there are no other cars around and it's sunny without a cloud on the horizon. In other words, perfect conditions to open up the old beast and see what it can do. Mum, if we were going any slower, we'd be in reverse. I can drive if you'd like. From behind the steering wheel, Christy glances at her 15-year-old son. Her expression might be pleasant, but her words are sharp. Like? No, I do not like. You don't drive until you have your license. We're not going through that again. Are we clear? Jack nods. I understand. What did you say? Christy feigns deafness. I said, I understand. Sorry, can't hear you. Jack turns to his mother and loudly proclaims, I understand. Good. You better. A moment passes. I'm not kidding. I know. Jack says it with a resigned sigh. If people who didn't know them heard this conversation, they might think they were having an argument. They're not. This kind of banter is the way they talk to each other sometimes. They actually get on really well. She gets the joke and is super cool for somebody so old. Jack looks out the window at the West Australian coastline. It's barren and rocky, and the ocean beyond is such a vivid blue that it makes his eyes tingle. The same way his taste buds used to go crazy after he ate those sweet and sour lollies when he was a kid. He's not a kid anymore. He used to be kind of a shrimp when he was 13, then suddenly shot up like a beanstalk the day he hit the big 1-4. Now he's pushing 6'1", which he thinks is excellent because he's the tallest kid at school. Or was the tallest kid at his old school. He has no idea how his height will measure up at the new one. They drive on for another hour until the Falcon motors past a sign that reads, Busselton. Jack googled the place when his mum told him they'd be moving here from Sydney. He knows it's a small town on the coast of Western Australia, population 15,386, give or take, and that Busselton is famous for a few things. Beaches with golden sands that stretch as far as the eye can see, the underwater observatory at the end of the jetty where you can look at the colourful little fishies through a glass partition, and the jetty itself, a long, bent finger of wood that pokes out into the Indian Ocean for almost 2 kilometres.